I first knew about Euro May Day, I think, when it started in 2001 in Milano, because we have been checking websites, and we have a personal connection with activists all over Europe, so they have been informing us of big events in Europe. So I think I knew about Euro May Day since the start, actually. But in Japan, we know the information, but it was not until maybe, oh no, maybe at the same time, young people started to organize May Day as well, actually. In Japan, yeah. Oh, the first Tokyo. Tokyo. By the actually, I think anti-capitalist group. Anti-capitalist and anti-war group together did May Day first in Tokyo. Very young people. In Japan, there is a group called NoVox, NoVox Japan, and NoVox is an international network. I think started in France of have-nots, have-nots precarity, just general people who are less fortunate, I guess, who have less income, who have no shelter, who have no jobs, and just general have-nots. This network is in Japan as well. So they play a very big part in the May Day demo because it is about the lack of labor and lack of salary or wage and lack of good conditions. So they organize, they are main part of the organizers of May Day in Japan. Yes, the people who are involved in NoVox Japan have been organizing the demos from before. So it's overlap. I don't know how to say this. So the have-not NoVox Japan people, individuals involved in NoVox Japan also involved participate in anti-war, anti-base groups. So very overlapping. Okay, there are people who come from other Asian countries, very many workers who come to seek work in Japan, and they are faced with very bad conditions when they come to Japan. And no, actually another group that specializes in immigrant workers' conditions. So this group, APFS, Asian People's Friendship Society, APFS, is also involved in the May Day as well. APFS, Asian People Friendship Society. And this is the support group for Asian immigrants. They will look for lawyers to work with these people. Okay. Precarity means that in Japan, that you are not a non-regular worker, that you don't have a stable contract or agreement with the employer, and also that you are exploited with the conditions such as wage and holidays, I guess, vacation days, and and very other rights as well. But well, you have to be a regular worker to obtain those rights in the first place. But I think in Japan, precarity means that you are unstable. Yeah. No, no. The major difference since the economic bubble burst in the 80s is that people were the main form of working was regularly employed until like mid 80s, but since there was a very big recession in the economic Japanese economic in the 80s, and since then it's become non-regular, so you will not be regular employees. The main situation for the younger workers now is more, it's called hakken, and it means to be sent to these places. So you will register, you will register to a worker agent, and then they will introduce you work. And it's like, that would be just maybe not. There's not a clear sort of main slogan, but maybe it would be more regular work, more stable work, and more pay, of course. The demo. Okay, manifestation is made in all, I think, all the big cities in metropolitan areas such as Tokyo, Osaka, Nagoya, Kyoto, Sapporo, and southern islands, Kyushu, southern, actually. So it is a very big movement if you see Japan as a whole. So, there are May Day demos in almost every cities, bigger cities in all over Japan. Yes, it has traditionally been something of just the trade union, the national union. Now it is a common issue for the younger generation. So, it's become big, very big, and we expect heavy police repression on the May Day demo this year because we are having G8 in the summer in July. So the authority wants to repress any preceding manifestations, like any not just May Day, but big, very big May Day, and also other. Grazie. That's it? Oh, okay.